You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 244 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for June 30th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. What follows is audio from yesterday's live version of the podcast. I go live every day at 8 a.m. Central on social media, at AttorneyDSY, to discuss the material for today, answer legal questions, and mentor young lawyers. I hope you enjoy the discussion. So today's topic is the one thing you need to give to yourself to succeed. And we're continuing on with discussing Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Crushing It, which is all about personal branding. So what's the one thing you need to do to give to yourself in order to build a personal brand? What Gary V says, the only thing that you need to give to yourself is permission, which I think is just a very powerful statement. I think it goes not only for personal branding, but I think for most things in our lives that we have to give ourselves permission to do the things that we want in life, because I think that's true for a number of reasons. Number one, if we have goals in life, it's something that, number one, takes a lot of time. It takes, number two, takes a lot of effort. Number three, you need to get a lot of support and resources into your life. And so if you want to have these things, you have to give yourself permission in order to take the time to find the resources. Maybe you got to pay somebody to help you. Maybe you got to pay for, you know, a marketing assistant. You got to pay for, you know, whatever. And then you also have to get your family, all the other resources on board, right? You have to give yourself permission to do those things. So it's fascinating because, you know, usually in this Crushing book, Gary V has like a chapter and then gives sort of an example, somebody who has crushed it, if you will, in their lives by building a personal brand and monetizing it. And for this chapter, it's simply just one sentence, and that's the whole chapter. And then goes on to talk about the example, and we'll go through the example in a little bit. But it's fascinating that permission is so key, but yet so simple that that's all we need to know. So let's talk a little bit about the example and how it can how we can relate as lawyers. So he talks about a guy named Pat Flynn. You may know who he is. He has a website called Smart Passive Income, and he has a podcast by the same name. Really interesting guy. So and I see a lot of myself in him because he was an architect. He passed the LEED exam, which essentially is the green building certification that you can get as an architect. So in other words, you're able to say that you know more of the green building principles as an architect, because building green is a big thing because it's more sustainable. You get these certifications that people actually pay for to have their buildings be a so-called green building, right? It's an important thing in construction. But as the only way to get that certification is by taking this LEED exam, which is a pretty hard thing to do. And so as he was studying for this exam, he developed a website to help him study for this exam. And Gary Vee talks about in his book, you know, how his Pat Flynn's employer basically said, you know, you should really, you know, get certified because it's really going to help you. You know, you're going to look better, you know, to us, you're going to look better to clients, and, you know, it's just kind of really going to help your career. Well, of course, you know, that was around 2008, and he got laid off with, you know, a bunch of other people, I'm sure, in his company, but also in the world as well. And no one was hiring. And so what he did is he turned his website into a business. So we'll talk a little bit about, you know, sort of the process of how he did that. But, you know, of course, this is very, you know, personal to me because, you know, I was at
a large law firm and got laid off as well in sort of the 2009 time period. And while I didn't, our paths, took two dramatically separate things because, he at the time, and we were in a different, I think, personal space as well. So, Pat Flynn, I think at the time didn't have kids. I don't think he was even married at the time, although he was engaged. And so he was able to actually turn down another job in order to pursue this smart passive income thing that he was doing. So the first thing he did was make an ebook that he sold online. Then he sold ads on his website. So this is all about sort of this lead exam, right? And then he realized that there were some broader principles that came along with this. And so he actually started a business about how to create passive income through things like websites and blogs and ebooks and podcasts and that sort of thing. And during this time, he actually got a phone call from his old boss, who coincidentally also got laid off, but he was starting his own architectural firm, and called him and said, "Hey, I really want you to join me. Come back and be an architect. You'll have, better pay, better office, and that sort of thing." And he actually was able to turn him down because he was doing so well in his business. I, on the other hand, I didn't go that route. I continued on, my lawyer path. As soon, when I got laid off, I talked to a lot of my friends in the industry, and coincidentally, there was sort of like a temporary document review job that, paid pretty well, had a lot of great hours, and so I did that, and then found another found the law firm that I'm at now. So, we went through two different paths, but the important thing to remember through all of this is you have to give yourself permission for what you wanted for what you want to do. I wanted to continue down the lawyer path. That was the goal that I wanted to do, even though even though I got laid off, even though it didn't work out with the firm that I was at, I didn't see that as something that closed off my ability to continue to be a lawyer and to continue to sort of journey on the way to be, a rainmaker, a journey on the way to succeed in the law business, right? And I don't think Pat saw it as it being closed off, but he saw another door open. And he went for that as opposed to, going back and being an architect. So you have to give yourself permission, and you have to, I think, first of all, decide what it is you want, what your goals are in life. Because, if your goal is, to be a lawyer, to be someone who, has your own clients and to be a rainmaker, then that's a great thing, right? You have to give yourself permission to go for that. If you want to be an entrepreneur on the side, you can do it in a couple of ways. You can open your own law firm, obviously, but then you could do something else, like we're talking about in this book, and like what Pat Flynn did, starting a website. And it could be just like a number of things. So you have to give yourself permission to go for your goals, and that's true no matter what your goal is in life. And I've talked about many times about sort of like the various goals you might want to have. You're going to want to have, personal goals. You're going to want to have spiritual goals, financial goals, career goals, goals, relationship goals. Maybe you're going to want to have a travel goal. So many different things that you're going to want to have in terms of goals, but you have to give yourself permission to go for it. In terms of, building a personal brand, we talked about what your expertise is in and what your passion is, right? Because there are so many stories like Pat that turned a passion into a business. So Pat took his lead exam passion, or just something that maybe it wasn't a passion, but just something he was good at. And he took that passion, something he was good at, and developed that into a business. And then he saw the broader principles and made that into a bigger business. You have some expertise in some niche. So the niche that I took for myself is sort of the rainmaking. Essentially, my expertise, or the expertise that I'm trying to build, is how to become a rainmaker and continue to be well. So because there's so many people who, become rainmakers and they either, become, people that you don't want to have an ex being ex as an example, such as, alcoholism, drug addicts, that sort of thing. So essentially my niche is how do you be a rainmaker and still be a good person? How to still, live a long life and be well. That's sort of like what my niche area is in. So that's through the podcast that I have, Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast. That's more of the marketing, sales, leadership, how to be a rainmaker. And the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence program is sort of that second piece of it, how to still be well, how to still be a good person while you're building your practice, right? But you have to figure out what your niche is. And that could be a number of different things. And it doesn't necessarily have to be law related, although it could be. It could be cooking or video games or Disney or poker. Certainly, it could be the law, but it doesn't have to be, right? So you want to start creating content in whatever your expertise, whatever your niche area is. You want to go deep in your niche and provide real value in the form of either entertainment or information, or both, by the way. One of my favorite personal brands, or maybe it's not a personal brand, but there's this website called WW News Today. So it's a Disney focused website. And they provide lots of information, and they could have stopped there, and a lot of people do. But they've also now delved into entertainment. So, they have like a weekly video cast where it's essentially like a late night talk show where they talk about Disney. And of course, because it's sort of handmade, lots of things go wrong, and that's part of the entertainment and hilarities as well. But that's a great, if you think about it. It's great because they're providing information, but they're also doing it in a very entertaining way. And so if you can meld the two of those things, then I think people will be more apt to follow you. And maybe that's something that I need to learn is to be more entertaining as well as informational. But you have to give yourself permission. You have to give yourself permission to go for it, to do it. And you have to give yourself permission to start. And so, starting with tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about the steps that you need to take to start your personal brand. And Gary Vaynerchuk talks mostly about social media and starting on social media. And what I would recommend is just listen to the steps, maybe take it one step at a time. And we'll build something together that matters. So, in the comments, I would love to see, I would love to hear what your niche could possibly be. Could it be the law? Could it be something else that's a little more personal that you're passionate about? But the most important thing is, I want to see, and for your daily action item, I want you to do two things. Try to think about, what it is you're going to talk about. What your niche is going to be. And then number two, are you going to give yourself permission to start?
Thank you so much for listening. And if you weren't able to join the live version of the program, that's okay, because there's plenty of ways to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. Let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast, or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on all the major platforms for podcast distribution, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor. So please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club, continuing on with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session will be tomorrow, Wednesday, July 1st at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.